Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Made in Melbourne for Australia and the world. This is the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup, a weekly update of what's been happening in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans and intersex communities.
Hello and welcome to QNN. I'm Jacob Holman.
And I'm Adam Samuel. Regional Victoria got a little gayer last weekend as the second annual Pride Cup took place at Yarra Glen, drawing hundreds of people out showing their support for equality in sport. The Pride match was inspired by local footballer Jason Ball, who struggled to come out to his teammates, fearing he wouldn't be accepted.
When I was young, struggling to come to terms with who I was in that footy environment, if I had have known of such thing as a gay footballer, if I had have known that he could be supported by his teammates and it wouldn't be a big deal, that would have made a world of difference to me.
The match, which coincided with International Day Against Homophobia and Transphobia, drew many prominent business figures, including Beyond Blue chairman Jeff Kennett.
It matters not what your sexuality is. There should be no reason why people should not be able to live their lives as fully as they wish.
At the end of the day, Yarra Glen held on to the Pride Cup for another year, defeating Warburton Millgrove 92-80.
With just days left before Ireland votes in a referendum on same-sex marriage, campaigners for a yes vote are cautious as polls show their commanding lead is narrowing. The Irish Times reported this week that a seismic shift was needed for the no side to prevail on May the 22nd.
And the numbers are tightening. There's absolutely no doubt about that. And I suspect that it probably will continue to tighten over the next kind of few days. However, I think the kind of gap is just too kind of far ahead between yes and no. They've got the groundwork done.
Polls show 58% of voters favour reform. That's down 6 points from the last poll in March as no campaigners stoke fears about gay surrogacy. The question before voters on Friday is a straightforward one.
Marriage may be contracted in accordance with law by two persons without distinction as to their sex.
This is Tom Finnegan from the group Mothers and Fathers Matter debating Alex White from the Labour Party on RTE Radio.
But the fact is that if the referendum passes, the Oireachtas' hands will be very significantly tied in how it can regulate these matters. For instance, it won't be able to give a stated preference in law to a child having both a mother and a father.
It is fundamentally about equality and it's about extending to our fellow citizens a right that we have, that many of us who are married currently have, to have the joy and the happiness that is associated with an institution that so many people in our community value so highly, including me.
LGBTI students may find it easier to find an inclusive place to study with the launch of a new guide to Australian universities. Alistair Kingston has more.
The LGBTI University Guide ranks Australian unis against 15 criteria and found that while most had anti-discrimination policies in place, only one in five accurately reflected current legal protections. Human Rights Commissioner Tim Wilson says the guide's an important first step in making Australian universities a safer, more inclusive place for LGBTI students. Wilson says the guide also shows universities are doing more for lesbian, gay and bisexual students than for those who are transgender or intersex. For QNN, this is Alistair Kingston.
Turning to Africa now, and the outspoken Gambian president Yahya Jammeh has sent shockwaves around the world saying he would slit the throats of gay men in his country should they wish to marry. The US has condemned the African leader's comments, calling it a backward step to human rights in the small African nation. In London, expat Gambians took to the steps of the High Commission to show solidarity and protest the president's comments.
Briefly now, British Prime Minister David Cameron has raised some eyebrows, giving Tory MP Caroline Dinenage the Equalities portfolio, despite her vote against gay marriage.
Singer-songwriter Miley Cyrus has started the Happy Hippie Fund, aimed at helping the homeless and mistreated LGBTI youths.
And to follow up a story from last week, Luxembourg's Prime Minister Xavier Bettel has married his same-sex partner at the weekend, becoming the first leader of an EU country to do so. And now to sport, here's Tanya Lewis.
Cricket Australia has joined forces with the country's other major sporting codes and signed on to the new Pride in Sport Index. The codes have joined the Bingham Cup and Australian Human Rights and Sports Commission on the back of the Out in the Field survey, which indicated a widespread problem of homophobia in sport. Over the weekend, former international cricketer Brett Lee says he was shocked at the recent research and compared anti-gay slurs on the field to racism.
Thanks, Tanya. And that's all from QNN for another week. I'm Jacob Holman.
And I'm Adam Samuel.
Thanks to the team at QNN. That was the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup. To hear this update again, you can subscribe to the QNN podcast, available at joy.org.au/QNN. Or you can follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia. At QNN Australia.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.